Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Can you believe the year is 2016? Today is already January 3rd. This is the time for New Year's resolutions and setting up personal and business goals to achieve for success and the lifestyles we dream of. I mean, that's all you hear nowadays is achieve the lifestyle that you've always dreamed of, create a dream board and take a look at it, or give yourself an idea, take a look at that every day. I am particularly happy today because I have my family with me. Holiday time is for families to get together, show love, and support one another. That's extremely important. I went to a lot of Christmas parties during December of 2015, and there's no shame in my game. I know I went to at least 10 different Christmas parties, and I had a good time. Let me just say, you are listening to Blog Talk Radio. I'm Laura Gall, your host of Laura Gall's Financial Fitness Boot Camp. I am approaching my fifth year as a host of internet radio on Blog Talk Radio. The material for my 30 minutes comes from someone I have never met. I'll have to say she's a friend in my head. She is Melinda Emerson, the Small Biz Lady. I host the Small Biz Networking Group locally here in Chesapeake, Virginia, so I am always interested in information related to small businesses. I also own my own small business. And I have a question for you today because we're going to discuss Small Biz Lady's five-step plan for stress-free finances in 2016. My question is, when it comes to finances, everyone wants and needs a plan. Why? Why? Why is it that when it comes to finances, everyone wants and needs a plan? The biz lady says it's because, the small biz lady says it's because if you don't tell your money what to do, your money will tell you what to do. Now, that's an interesting thought. Most people only tell their money what to do when they are paying bills, which is what I do. I make sure the first of the month I start gathering my bills and doing what I have to do to get them paid. But according to Melinda Emerson, success with money starts before you pay your bills. She says it even starts before you get your paycheck. Most people say to be successful with money, you must do what the IRS does, and that is pay yourself first, which the IRS does right out of your paycheck. They get paid first, and then they may get paid again when you file your taxes if you don't handle your finances right. But when it comes to business, the question of money is serious. Do you have enough money to start and support a business? That's a big question. Do you have enough money to start and support a business? Do you have a business bank account? That's another question. Do you have a system for keeping up with what goes out and what comes in? That's another big question. Do you have a system for keeping up with what goes out and what comes in financially? At the end of every year, are you ready to file your taxes? I mean, come on now. They're selling TurboTax products everywhere for all different prices. You got the TurboTax personal. You got the TurboTax for home and business. You got the deluxe TurboTax. You got the TurboTax download. You got the TurboTax disc. So at the end of every year, are you ready to file taxes? And ultimately, Did you make a profit, and is your business paying you? And that's my area that I have to deal with, put more energy in, is ultimately, is my business making a profit, and is my business paying me? I mean, it feels so good when you get those commissions. There are people out here getting hundreds of thousands of dollars a year in commissions from their own personal business. So those are some of the questions Small Biz Lady says we should have in mind, and those are some of the questions that I have in mind at the end of a year like 2015 and the beginning of a year like 2016. Another question, can you see in black and white, what is happening to your money? Do you have that, you know, written down? What is happening to your money? It's what's happening to your money now. So you should be able to see on any given day what's happening to your money, or at least weekly, or definitely monthly. What is happening to your money? Is it down, pat, in black and white? What do you want to be happening with your money in 1 year, 3 years, or even 5 years from now? So what plans do you have in effect for handling your money for this year, 3 years from now, and 5 years from now? And that question really is, how much money do you want to have a year from now, 3 years from now, or 5 years from now? Will you be wealthier in January 2017? Will you be wealthier in January 2017 than you are in January 2016? That's really a good damn question. People ask a lot of questions, but that's a good one. Now, I know someone who always asks the question, do you have a money mindset? Now, that question doesn't necessarily come from the small biz lady, but that's a question people should ask themselves. Do you have a money mindset? Susie Orman always says, do you attract money or do you repel money? Do you attract money or do you repel money? So let's move on. The small biz lady says, take a look. Take a long look, a long, hard look at your record keeping and where your money is going. How often do you take a look, take a long, hard look at your record keeping and where your money is going? Her second suggestion, like I said, today we're going to have a 5 steps to a 5-step plan for stress-free finances in 2016. And we just discussed some of her first suggestion, which is asking questions about where your money is. After you ask those questions, her second suggestion is get a bookkeeper to help you if you cannot keep accurate records, record keeping for your spending. If you can't keep accurate record keeping for where your money is, get a bookkeeper to assist you with accurate record keeping for your spending, both personal and business. Okay, you may need help to restructure and reorganize your system for handling your finances. Hey, that's a thought. So like I said, a small biz lady says, get a bookkeeper to help you if you cannot keep accurate record keeping for your spending, both personal and business. You may need help to restructure and reorganize your system for handling your business. And at this point, I'm going to give a shout out to Primerica, because I know a couple of Primerica associates who handle this. And I'll give them a shout out, because they restructure, they assist people with restructuring and reorganizing their finances, even though I don't think they are bookkeepers. But thirdly, in your 5-step plan, is create a one-year budget for your personal finances and your business finances. Now, let me repeat that. Your third step, according to Small Biz Lady, should be to create a one-year budget for your personal finances and your business finances. Stop spending money all willy-nilly. This is me talking. Stop spending money all willy-nilly with no plan of success in mind or on paper. So you really should plan your spending, you know what I mean, and take control of your money. Otherwise, like she says, your money will take control of you. Small Biz Lady says, creating a one-year budget to control your finances actually puts you in control, puts you in the driver's seat of your money. Now, isn't that a great feeling? Some people call it having more money at the end of the month instead of having more month at the end of your money. Okay? That's a hilarious statement there. You can make a choice. It's like making a choice. Having more money at the end of your month or having more month at the end of your money. And when you have more month at the end of your money, that's called being up against the wall, okay? That's from Laura Gall. Okay, in this five-step plan, a fourth step is not so easy for anyone who is accustomed to impulsive spending. The fourth step to taking control of your money is to think over any purchase before you make that purchase. Now, Small Biz Lady says you should ask yourself three times whether or not you need something. Why? Another question. In my opinion, there are some seasoned, smooth operator, trained salespeople out here who could sell ice to an Eskimo. And we've heard of that, you know, people who can sell ice to an Eskimo. I mean, I'm going to talk about a situation where my husband and I, we were in a furniture store about 2 years ago, and we saw this beautiful, beautiful bedroom set. It was white. As a matter of fact, we've seen it on TV commercials since. But when you put all the pieces together, and it wasn't even all the pieces, but most of the pieces to that bedroom set together, it was $10,000. And even though I had the credit standing to purchase it, I'm like, hey, when did I have $10,000 extra dollars to just buy a bedroom set? But the difference between me and my husband, forget about it. He was all ready for it. Hey, yeah, let's get it. $10,000, that's an investment on a business. That's a payment for a used car. That's a used car paid in full. Or that's 10 grand in the bank earning interest, bringing in an additional stream of income or something. But and this lady, she wasn't even that much of a trained salesperson or a smooth operator. She was just nice. And I guess she was really stroking us like, you all are our best customers. They told me I can sell you anything in the store because your credit rating is high, blah, 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 blah. And, man, my husband was ready to jump for it, but I had to put the brakes on that deal. And later on, I did go back and to that same store, one of my favorite furniture stores, Value City, and I did buy a bedroom set, but I didn't buy one that cost no 10 grand. I mean, come on now. So what I'm saying is that I consider myself to be an educated consumer, okay? And most of us are educated consumers. But when I go up against a seasoned salesperson, it is difficult for me to say no to something that I need, and it's definitely difficult to say no to something that I don't need. I mean, We have a society now of consumers. As a matter of fact, I was just talking to a friend of mine in relation to purchasing cell phones. I mean, everybody, this is a time and age where everybody, including children, have smartphones, okay? If your cell phone gets lost, it's like stop everything until I find my phone. Why? Because nowadays people have their entire lives inside their cell phone. You make connections. You keep up with appointments. Some people use a cell phone to even write a book, pay bills, make purchases. You can do almost everything with a cell phone. But now that everybody's strung out on having a cell phone, the purchase price of cell phones has gone up. You used to get a free phone along with a contract. And in some cases, you can still get a free phone along with the contract, but it may not be a smartphone. It may be a flip phone or something similar to that. But the going rate now with some of these different plans is like paying $700, up to $700 for a cell phone. And then some people are saying, oh, it ain't that much. You just pay $30 a month for 2 or 3 years, and your phone is paid off. Hey, I am more frugal than that. I will still be using my Samsung 3 for another 3 years. I already had my Samsung 3 years, and I guess I'll be using my Samsung 3 for another 3 years, because I just can't see paying $700 for a phone. And what I'm going to do now is start using my other techie items, such as my Kindle and my iPad. I paid a lot of money for that iPad, so that iPad is going to have to do a little more than sit around and collect dust. So at any rate, business-wise, the small biz lady says, definitely watch out for impulsive spending. Impulsive spending. Be careful, beware of compulsive spending. In business-wise, retail space and something like an expensive vehicle can add up. And if somebody shows you a beautiful retail space, hey, it is difficult not to get it if you actually are running a business. But retail space and even driving an expensive vehicle to make a good impression as a salesperson can add up and cut a hole in your profit margin. So before you sign on the dotted line, ask yourself 3 times, do you really need it? The small biz lady says, ask yourself 3 times, do you really need it? What I say is wait a few days until the impulse to purchase has worn off. If the desire and need is still there after you've waited a few days, then perhaps you should sign on the dotted line, you know? But if a few days go by and you've completely forgotten about that item, especially if it's costing thousands of dollars, then, hey, take those thousands of dollars and put them in the bank, or take those thousands of dollars and pay off what you already owe. Because remember, we're planning a one-year budget, because we're going to get our finances in line with our success, with our achievement, with our hopes and dreams. Get your finances in line. Why? Because a year from now, based upon your one-year budget, you want to be wealthier than you are today. Okay, period, point blank, bottom line. A year from now, 2017, and especially if you work hard every day. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm tired now, but there was a time when I worked hard every day, too. And when you work hard every day, you want to know where your money is going and how your money is working for you. Are you working for money, or are you going to start making your money work for you? So, okay, let me move on with the small biz lady's suggestions. The small biz lady suggests downsizing, and even having a frugal day at least once a week to save and keep a dollar in your pocket. My motto is save every day. I don't use paper coupons, but I do use coupon apps like RetailMeNot or Groupon. I like to take advantage of every discount possible. I have no shame about asking for a discount. As a matter of fact, that's one of my favorite questions is, how can I get a discount? I visit websites before I go out to make a purchase to discover are there any coupons or discounts available. I check my email, and I read all the information in the store or warehouse, wherever I am, before I buy something so I can get the best price. Getting the best price includes getting low, low interest rates. Let me repeat that. Getting the best price for an item includes getting low, low interest rates if one is making a purchase on credit. Okay? Some people believe in not paying interest at all by paying off a bill or a credit card in a timely manner. And the businesses today know there are people out here who don't want to pay interest, so they offer no interest for 6 months or for a certain period of time as an incentive for you to buy. Okay, they want you to buy that item so bad that the item can be on sale and they will offer you no interest for a certain period of time. And I'd say take it. Okay, why? Because however you choose to save, okay, a penny saved is a penny earned. Now, we know that old adage, a penny saved is a penny earned. So look up all the discounts that are available. There are discounts clubs and organizations, AARP, AAA. There are discounts for food, discounts for travel, discounts on personal, on property taxes. If you're a certain age and a certain income, you can pay, get a discount on something as huge as property taxes. There may be discounts on utilities. I don't know. Yes, because you can. I don't know about discount on utilities, but when it comes to phone bill and cable bill, there are military discounts out there. And like I said, there are memberships and organizations that give you discounts. You really have to. And there are some people who are good at that. The people who are good with coupons, they are good. I mean, like that coupon show they show where the person goes and buys $800 worth of food and pays $6. Wow, God bless them. So let me just say that Miss Melinda Emerson is the small biz lady. And like I said, she has written several books, and you can get them on Amazon. Her last suggestion, when it comes to a five-step plan for a stress-free finances in the year of 2016, her last suggestion is increasing your streams of income. And to that, I say amen. All right now, you got my attention. Her last suggestion is increasing your streams of income. And that's true because if you have one stream of income, that stream of income will get overloaded with bills, with either paying bills, buying gas for transportation, because you got to go somewhere in order to earn money unless you're just at home and have a home office. But when you only have one stream of income, that one stream of income can become overloaded. With expenses. So in my opinion, this is truly the road to riches, which is increasing your streams of income. Thank you, small biz lady, because you laid it on the line with this one. So many people have become the millionaire next door by implementing an idea, and that idea brought in an additional stream of income, and was the road to her riches. I just saw the movie Joy recently about the young lady who went from rags to riches by inventing items that people need. She was able to increase her stream of income. And that was a good movie because I actually recognized who they was talking about when I first went in. I didn't even know really all of what the income, all of what the movie was about. I knew she was dealing with some type of dysfunctional family, and then she had an idea for making money, and her family was kind of working against her, but Joy made it. So increasing streams of income while reducing expenses works. So even if you can't increase your streams of income, which if you get a good idea, you can. I think anybody can. But if you think that you can't do that immediately, reduce expenses. Okay, and this is something that works for business as well as for personal finances. I mean, I have a habit of attending a lot of events and paying money for luncheons and paying money for memberships in business organizations, but I'm sorry. For the year of 2016, I'm going to reduce my memberships, my participation in some events. Why? Because I'm going to reduce my expenses. I'm going to reduce my expenses in relation to my business because I want to show a profit and increase my streams of income. I'm going to do exactly what Small Biz Lady says. She hit the nail on the head when she mentioned that in relation to me. I'm going to do both. Reduce my expenses personally and business-wise, and I'm going to increase my stream of income. I would say come hell or high water, I'm sorry, 2016 and 2017, I want my income to be higher than what it is today in January 2016. I mean, and money isn't everything. Money isn't everything. What you do with money is important as well. So what you do with money is important, but if you don't have any money, you can't do anything with the money. You can't do anything with money you don't have except get into debt. And just like a person gets into debt, a person has to get out of debt. And getting out of debt is a hell of a lot harder than getting into debt. Okay, getting out of debt is a lot harder than getting into debt. Getting into debt and buying things on credit is easy, and people get into the habit of it. I mean, if you can whip out a credit card, and especially if you have 20 more credit cards in your wallet, hey, why not? I can use that. And then another thing is you end up with a household full of stuff that you don't need, don't want, can't resell. So, at any rate, you are listening to Blog Talk Radio. I'm Laura Gall, and today's show is Laura Gall's Financial Fitness Boot Camp. I hope these five steps were able to help you jumpstart your increase, team. I want to say amen and God bless you. If these five steps can't help you, then just develop your own five steps. You know what I mean? And I'm going to try to go over those five steps again, going backward, and increase your streams of income. Let's see what else. Ask yourself, why do you need something before you buy it? Develop a one-year budget. Get help. Get professional help from a bookkeeper. And bottom line, Small Biz Lady says get real about your finances. Again, I'm Laura Gall, and the name of my show is Financial Fitness Boot Camp. Thank you so much for listening. Happy New Year.